This is KUT. Voters in Travis County approved the Austin Independent School District's $1 billion school bond last night. KUT's Claire McInerney reports the money will allow the district to make improvements to all of its schools.
While each school won't receive the same amount of money, every school will get part of that $1 billion. It will be used on technology and building improvements across the district. Some of the largest projects will happen at schools in East Austin. For example, Eastside Memorial will leave its current building and be housed at the former Anderson High School, also in East Austin. The renovation will include state-of-the-art equipment and house an early college program. This is exciting to Mary Howell, whose son is a current student at Eastside Memorial High School. She voted for the bond and watched results Tuesday night at a Mexican restaurant in East Austin.
There's better education. There's better things that weren't there before.
She says she hopes these new renovations will make Eastside Memorial an attractive school in the district.
When something's new, everybody just like gets all excited. It seems like you belong and you're part of that new change.
Some of the opposition against the bond had to do with these changes in East Austin, many citing issues with equity. Ken Zarifis is the head of Education Austin, the teachers union. He says many of these criticisms are valid, and while the bond wasn't perfect, he felt it was the first step in addressing inequities in the schools.
But let's now address the issues that were brought up, and let's also move forward to engage our community more directly. Let's make sure their voice is even more profound and louder in the process.
A big part of the discussion around equity in Austin schools had to do with school funding and academic opportunities in East Austin. Zarifis says the union, as well as the district, need to address needs over there. But he says the equity issue touches everyone in Austin and encourages the entire community to participate.
These issues that we're trying to address in a bond, and the next bond, and the bond after that, reach beyond just one geographic area of town.
The bond will not increase the current AISD tax rate. Claire McInerney, KUT News.